Good morning, my lovelies. It's been a few days now. I had to take some time off. The energies, they are just pouring the energies in on us this month. They're extremely intense. I'm sure that you're feeling it. The itching, the tiredness, the confusion, slight depression feelings, feelings of sadness for no reason, possibly, crying for no reason that you can think of. We're clearing tons of things this month. We're really getting an intense amount of energy, and it's going to increase each month up until the winter solstice, which is December. And so if you're feeling odd and you don't know why, it's ascension symptoms still coming in. But today I would like to discuss with you Maitreya. I don't know if you've possibly heard of him. We all know Jesus, Sananda, Yeshua, whatever you happen to call him. He is still currently working for us under the name of Sananda. He is doing lots of work, but and he will remain with us until we go to 5D, 5D Gaia Earth, and then we will have Maitreya. So I came in today to introduce you, in case you don't know about Maitreya. He's coming. He's already here helping us. And he's working with Sananda. And he's going to come in and be fully present when we move to the fifth dimension. So I'm going to read you a letter from him explaining his position. Dear sons and daughters of planet Earth, I am Maitreya. I want to bring you all my love and all my blessing today. May each of you feel in your heart the love that I have devoted to each of you. Although I don't express myself much, I have participated in this entire process side by side with Sananda. The ascension of the planet is his mission. We can say that he took over this planet with all the love and will fulfill this mission until the end. As long as you are here in the third dimension, Sananda will be with you. As the planet ascends to the fifth dimension, it will be my responsibility to maintain the love that was created by this magnificent being, still growing more and more in your hearts out of love and out of gratitude. Rest assured that we in our evolution learned only to love. No other feeling passes through our consciousness, so there is no dispute. There is no competition between us. Each one of us has a mission given by Father, Mother, God, and we only have to focus on it, and we have to do everything to fulfill it fully. So there isn't any kind of feeling that you know in my relationship with Sananda. We are brothers, brothers before Father, Mother, God, brothers before the universe. When I accepted the mission to be the guardian of this planet in the fifth dimension, I believed that I would be able to and I am sure that I will be and bring as much love as Sananda to this planet, to every inhabitant of this planet. I don't expect you to forget Sananda, because your minds, he will never be forgotten. Rather, in your soul consciousness, he will never be forgotten. Many of you have lived with him. You lived in the time he was incarnated on the planet. And very soon you will remember that time with precision and clarity. But other souls, even those who did not have this supposed privilege, at some point along the way, had Sananda very close to their souls. He's been around the planet for a long time, so it's as if the divine spark that you have in your hearts was amplified by the spark that he placed in each one of you. So there's no way you can just rip that memory out, rip out any and all feelings you have for it. As planetary Christ of the next age, I tell you that you will also have my spark in your hearts, because it is so determined by Father, Mother, God. And rest assured, your heart is huge and is up to how many beings of light you want to have the spark in it. And my spark will vibrate with you, and I will be with each one of you. No, Sananda will not abandon you. Only his fame and energy run through the universe. There is an expectation of many planets who are as lucky as you to have him as a protector, to have him with them, so that he can bring about the same process that happened here. I tell you, his path is a lot of work, but rest assured, for him, this is an honor, not a problem. But here I will be very close, closer than you imagine, to each one of you. And rest assured that together, all united in one heart, all united in one thought, all united in one energy, we will make this planet grow. We will make this planet shine as it did not shine in a long time. We will always be together, and you will have me by your side at all times. It is just a matter of for your feelings for me to grow. I understand, I don't feel discouraged to understand that there were millennia worshiping a wonderful being. But we will have a millennia and a millennia ahead where I will be with you. I will never replace Sananda's place. As I said, I will also have a place in the heart of each one of you, because that is how it is defined. There is no competition. There is no feeling of superiority or inferiority. We are all equal before Father, Mother, God. And I accepted this mission, which once Sananda had, with great love, and with the certainty that I will have all necessary help from you so that we make this planet a new earth, a new planet, a new world, where only love, justice, and balance will reign. There is nothing to be afraid of. Nothing to be afraid of. The future for each of you is wonderful. There is no way it could be different, except for those who still vibrate the third dimension. For those who have failed to understand that love is the greatest word, who did not understand that peace, equality, brotherhood among you, have to speak louder. These brothers will walk through the universe and will spread over several orbs, which today resonate with the third dimension, so that they continue their journey until one day they can realize that they took the wrong path. that they were enchanted by the supposed wonders of the third dimension, and that they gained nothing from it. They missed a great opportunity to rise up, to become liberated souls, free souls, and to build a new planet. Don't be afraid of anything. Don't be afraid of anything. Everything is already written by Father Mother God, and there is only one feeling involved in this whole process: His great love for each child He created in this universe. No one goes unnoticed by Father Mother God. Everyone resonates with Him, and He knows exactly which children He has to pay more attention to so that at this moment they can still find their way. Everyone will have a chance to find their way to the fifth dimension. It will be a hard journey where only willpower, faith, and balance will be the tools to get there. No other feelings can be emanated. So it won't be an easy walk for them, because to strip away everything they were taught, everything they learned in a short time, maybe seconds, maybe minutes, maybe days, maybe years, but not centuries and not millennia, to be ready for the fifth dimension. No children will be abandoned. No living beings on this planet will be forgotten. Gaia will carry those who are in her body, her forest, her rivers, her seas, the animals that are there. This is Gaia's responsibility. And you human beings, none will be forgotten. Everyone will be given the chance to evolve. Even that worst brother, the one who practices the greatest evil, the one who never resonated the love of Father Mother God, will be given the opportunity to repent, to reorganize, and to return to the path of light. Of course, this repentance will not be easy either. It will not be an easy, simple process. Each will have its quantum of modification needed to go to the fifth dimension. So right now, I reinforce what we've all said over this time. Look inside you. Look at what it takes to get there. Analyze. Take care of yourself. Those around will not be forgotten. Those around will not be punished. It doesn't exist. Everyone will have the opportunity to understand what you already understand. And they will have the chance to accept and start walking the path to the fifth dimension. If they choose not to follow this path, then yes, they will have given every chance, but they will be removed from the planet. It is important that you do not suffer anyone's suffering. Each one is being exposed to their harvest. Each one is being exposed to their experiences. No one is being mistreated by Father Mother God. Each one is living, getting back what he sowed, what his soul sowed over time. And each one is being exposed to it all so they can go cleaning themselves and they can go on maturing that the only feeling there can be is love. So don't suffer for anyone. Don't suffer for a brother who's gone. Why did he go? Where did he go? You don't know. So you can meet him again one day in the fifth dimension, or go a long time without seeing him, because he will be learning a little more in another orb in the third dimension. So the time now is to think about each one of you, to find your own path. Nothing goes unnoticed in the eyes of Father Mother God. So don't worry about anything. It is the time of full trust, deep trust, that Father Mother God will know exactly where each one will be in a little while. Don't worry about anyone, because everyone is being watched. Everyone is being accompanied. Don't be afraid for anyone, not even your little ones. These are the ones being most protected right now. Then nothing will happen to them. That is not the will of Father Mother God. And never forget that Father Mother God is absolute love. He is everything, you still can't realize it. So as we've said, focus on you. Live the day today as if it were the last day, as if you had to be prepared for tomorrow. Don't leave it for tomorrow. Do everything today. Because every day you prepare, each day you raise your vibrations. You are not missing anything. On the contrary, you will be preparing. Who knows? To go very close. Not everyone will go at the same time. Many will go ahead. So getting ready each day is knowing that you can be in the first wave of human beings in physical bodies going to the fifth dimension. So don't leave it for tomorrow. Do everything today. Vibrate highly today. Love unconditionally today. Cut off everything that makes you lose vibration today. And rest assured, if it happens tomorrow, you will be taken. This is what you have to worry about. Not who will stay, not who will stay still. Because each one will have the support. Will have the help of many, and I would say of yourselves, so that you can evolve. But you're going to be in a much higher position than they are, so you can show them that we're not lying. We're not making anything up. It's possible to go to the fifth dimension, and you're going to show that. And everyone will see that they're also capable of getting to where you will be. So don't worry about who to stay, and it won't be the end yet. On the contrary, you will be the precursors to show that everything is real and show that all those who didn't believe that the fifth dimension exists and that it is real and that they can get there just as you got there. So get ready to be these forerunners, be the first to go there, and you will see how important you will be in this whole process. Ask for help from whoever you want, and I'll be there too. A little peace inside your heart. Because even in this transition, I already have the right to win a little piece of your heart's place, of your hearts. That was a letter from Maitreya. And as he said, let's see, where did he say it? Because I'm not used to him either yet. He is going to be the new guardian of our planet, like Jesus Sananda has been all this time. But when we move to the fifth dimension, Sananda will go on and help other planets that need to ascend and that need his help. And so Maitreya will be our new, I can't even remember it, guardian of the planet. It's nice to meet Maitreya. I'm going to start talking to him so that I can get to know him better. Have a beautiful day. Love, light.